Hello and welcome to the Jewish Museum Berlin. I'm Krista Lewis, and together with John Berrick, I'll be guiding you through the museum's permanent exhibition. But first, let me explain how the iPod you're holding works. As you walk through the museum, you'll see that a number of exhibits and architectural features have a number and an acoustic signal. If you enter that number on your iPod, you'll hear a commentary. By the way, you don't have to listen to the commentaries in any particular order. That's something you can decide spontaneously. Start by activating the screen, by lightly tapping on the light gray wheel underneath the screen. Then move your thumb lightly over the gray wheel until you see the number you want on the blue strip. Then press the small round button at the center of the wheel. That gives your iPod the OK. Then you'll hear a commentary. If you want to pause a particular commentary, just press the Start Pause symbol at the bottom of the wheel. When you're ready to continue, press the same button again. The menu symbol at the top of the wheel returns you to the selection list. Should you wish to skip a particular commentary, the menu symbol will give you the complete list to choose from. With the arrow buttons, pointing to the left and to the right, you can jump backwards and forwards from one commentary to another. If you hold down one of the arrow buttons, you can effectively fast forward or rewind. The volume is adjusted by turning the wheel clockwise or anti-clockwise. At the end of each commentary, you'll hear an acoustic symbol, like the one at the end of these instructions.